It's been more than a month since rebel forces drove Syria's regime from power. But in a threat to the country's fragile stability, fighting between rival factions continues in parts of the country. The fiercest fighting is taking place in Syria's north, where both the U.S. and Turkey are involved. NPR's Jane Araf traveled close to the front line and brings us this story.
We're standing on a country road along the Euphrates River in the north of Syria. Turkish tanks travel a nearby highway, but this road is along the riverside, with tall, skinny trees leading down to mist rising over deep blue water. A militia commander stops. He calls us over. Less than 20 miles from the border with Turkey, he assumes we're Turkish, and he tells us in broken Arabic it's dangerous up ahead. And just a mile away is a bridge that is now the front line. Enemies at the bridge, he tells us. Drones, terrorist militias, landmines. The commander, who goes by his battle name, Abu Suleiman, is from an Arab-Turkish-backed group. The terrorists he's referring to is a Turkish-Kurdish faction that has been fighting Turkey for decades. Those fighters are entwined with a main U.S. ally, the Syrian Kurdish forces. Fighters gather around us as we talk. The U.S. has mediated a truce between the factions. But here, near a strategic dam, it's not holding. While Abu Suleiman says he appreciates the U.S. role, it's Turkey safeguarding their interests. America is a friend, but Turkey is a brother, he says. A fighter from another Turkish-backed militia tells us to move off the road into the shelter of the trees. He's worried about attack drones. He asks for security reasons to be identified only by his first name, Hassan. Now, if they surrender their weapons and come under the control of the state, we welcome them, he says, of the Kurdish forces. He agrees with Syria's transitional government that all factions need to come under central command. That's it, one leader, one army, one state. But if the situation is like this and everyone wants to take over an area, it won't work, he says. It isn't just the countryside where things are tense. 20 miles west of the Euphrates, the city of Manbij is under new control. It was part of the Kurdish region until Turkish-backed forces drove out the Kurds in December. Everywhere is the sound of motorcycles, many of them ridden by armed fighters with headscarves and long flowing hair popular with Islamist militias. Most civilians don't want to talk. Go find someone else, one man says. But privately, we hear that no one is sure who these fighters are, that people don't go out at night because they're afraid. In one shop, a computer technician, Izzedine Mustafa, says people are waiting for the new Syrian government to bring order.
Do people think it's safe now?
I think not too much, because as you know, we don't have like a government or anything organized. So we need a time, I think.
He says everyone wants peace. But with so many countries and factions involved, he says no one feels it's within their control. Jane Araf, NPR News, Manbij, Syria.